Wicked. Wicked wild surf music from the Triumphs during Surfside Date. And who said you need an ocean for surf music? Look at that there. The Triumphs were from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, doing surf music in the middle of Wisconsin. But pretty bitchin', dude. We also heard from the Tretones doing Nani Mus, the Tikis doing Show Your Love, the Unrelated Segments doing Cry Cry Cry, the Tamrons with Wild Man, which started out like the Outer Limits, and winding up with the Triumphs doing Wisconsin surf music.
Oh, here at USB.
Coming up soon, the Concert Billboard, followed by Brain Damage. Yeah. We'll be right back. Oh, now really, really, Spiny, I'm going to get you for this. I know you're out there somewhere. That was the end of Psychedelicatessen there on tape. Didn't even do an outro to his tape. He just let it run out. Oh, boy. Don't show your face around here again for a while. It's 4 minutes late for the concert billboard, but hey, who's counting?
Good evening, this is Lisa with the concert billboard for Sunday, November 28th. Tonight, Sugar Shock, Sisters Grimm, Bombazine, and Cloud William are at Continental. Shotgun Messiah, Dirtwater Dogs, Tough, and Lara are at the Limelight. Euphoria, Tractor, Hands in Your Head, and Maggot will be at CBGB's. Hot Ice, Mo Holmes and the Pioneers are at Terra Blues. The Flying Neutrinos are at the Rodeo Bar. John Zorn's Cobra will be at Knitting Factory. Big Ed and the Side Pockets are at Mondo Verso. Steel Breeze and Peter May and the Mayhem are at the Rock and Roll Cafe. Sponge is at McGovern's. Thorn, Spitters, Hellevator, and Supreme Dicks are at the Lion's Den. Tara, Wired Seam, Meow, and the Julies will be at Brownie's. And Tamara and Herbal Tea will be at the Bitter End. Tomorrow night, November 29th, Frankie Jackson's Soul Kitchen is at the Grand. Spitfire, Ripcord, and Come Again are at Continental. Guy Davis and Bobby Bell and Friends will be at Terra Blues. Great Red Shark is at Manny's Car Wash. Four Sticks and Voodoo Child will be at the Rock and Roll Cafe. Lo Yo-Yo is at the Louisiana Bar and Grill. And Theater of Hate, Thin Lizard Dawn, All About Chad, American Standard, and Bunny Brain will be at Brownie's. Tuesday, November 30th, Cool and the Gang will be at the Blue Note.
No question about it.
Lizard Ill Tet and Dandelion are at Limelight. Astrid Gilberto will be at SOB's. Gina Gina, Mary Jane, and Garden of Subversion will be at Continental. 81 Mulberry, Works on Blue, G-Love, and Special Sauce will be at CBGB's. Spanish Fly and Cake Like are at the Knitting Factory. The Papa Chubby Blues Band is at Mondo Perso. Voodoo Child and 11th Hour are at the Rock and Roll Cafe. The Invaders and Kill City will be at the Bank. Pull My Daisy and Laws of Nature are at McGovern's. The Flying Neutrinos will be at the Louisiana Bar and Grill. The Kenny Barron Trio is at Fat Tuesdays. And Mimi, Stacy Wilde, Dina Miller, and Crispy Brown are at the Bitter End. Wednesday, December 1st, Bruce Hornsby is at Westbury Music Fair. Dandelion, Man Unkind, Gas, and Sound Advice are at the Grand. Pillbox and Sticky will be at Continental. The Human Condition is at CBGB's 313 Gallery. Kissy Fur, Codeine, and Ruby Falls are at the Knitting Up Factory. And Charlie Dog, Calvin Russell, Kathy Leonardo, Cotton Seeds, Cheeksters, and Little Rooms are at the Bitter End. Thursday, December 2nd, Tom Paxton and Steve Kay will be at the Brokerage. The Digits, Vertigo, and Peg Boy are at Maxwell's. Simon and the Bar Sinisters and Go to Blazes will be at Continental. Paw, Tripping Daisy, Eve's Plum, and Flop are at CBGB's. Timber, No Safety, and Babe in the Blue Box are at the Knitting Factory. And Individual Fruit Pie and Glim are at Lion's Den. For more information, call WUSB at 516-632-6901 or contact the venue. Concert Billboard can be heard weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m., 4:30 and 10 p.m., and on weekends at noon and midnight. You're listening to 90.1 WUSB Stony Brook.
And it's just about 8 minutes after 12 o'clock. That means it's time for, you guessed it, Brain Damage.
Hi, this is Julie Cruz, and I'm talking to you. And I would like to share a story with you that was my favorite story when I was a little girl. It's called Pinky's Bubble Egg, and it goes something like this.
Things changed. Tiki's Bubble Pig.
David Lynch, and I would like to tell you how Tinky's Bubble Egg came into being. In a dark world just this side of our own, in the land of the shadows, a short, stocky, yet twisted-looking male gnome castrated a small fairy dog. The wheezing moan, actually the air of the wheezing moan, which issued forth from the dog's nostrils, contained a faint melody of Tinky's Bubble Egg. Now, this particular world, being very near and yet very far, has absolutely no connection to our present lives. So sometime in the distant future, when things have changed, some amber was dripping from a tree. Time passed, and geologists from a university found it as a prehistoric, petrified example worth keeping. And by accident, or at least for no expressed purpose, a rosin bow was pulled across this string of petrified amber, and the melody sounded forth once again.
Yes.
This time, not from the realm of dreams, but in what we call reality, which we all know is a joke.
Truth of Brain Damage with Eric Corley.
Get the hell off my back and stop handing me that poop.
Studio, please.
And I don't think it's right.
And I couldn't agree more. Go peaceably.
I don't believe that's a good idea.
I think it's your only idea. Take my word. That's better. This is brain damage. On a dark and stormy night. There are many things you could do on such a night, but probably the best thing you could do would be to choke and gag. I'm sorry, did I do that? I'm very sorry. The best thing to do is stay indoors and imagine that we are your friends. Because if you're able to fool yourself into thinking that, you'll be able to feel as if you're perfectly safe and in no danger at all of being harmed by any kind of creature that might be lurking about. What we're here for, after all. Or you could pick up the telephone and speak to us personally at 632-6901. because technically we are a call-in program, and that means that we need you to call in and speak whatever is on your mind, whether it be news of the past week, events of your personal life, which for some reason you might think the rest of the island would want to hear, or perhaps ideas on where we can go in the future and what kinds of things we can do together. It's really very simple. Now, so that I don't have to keep repeating the phone number, write it down. 632-6901, area code 516. You can save that piece of paper and use it for any radio program that comes your way on this station. What could be easier than that? Oh, how nice, a beep. We're being paged. Being paged by a number I've never seen before. A number far away in another part of the country. Maybe we'll call that a little bit later and solve this mystery. See who could be beeping us, calling us in the middle of the night. You ever get beeped in the middle of the night? Well, you have to have a beeper, I guess, to do that, but it's still kind of a strange 90s sensation where you wonder who's summoning you at this hour. Well, we'll find out together, but let's take a couple of phone calls. 632-6901, area code 516. It's the only number like it in the world. Well, almost the only one. Good evening. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind?
I just want to comment. This show drags on too much in the beginning. But otherwise, I like it.
What drags on too much?
Music.
The music?
Yeah, isn't it supposed to start at 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
Then why are you starting to take calls at 12:30?
Well, it's actually 12:24, and...
Well, my question is...
We've done studies on this. We find that people don't like to jump right into something. They need to be kind of primed. You know how you sort of warm up your car in the morning?
Uh-huh.
It runs better after you warm it up a little bit. And we find that playing these particular bits of music get people thinking in a more cohesive sense.
Uh-huh.
And by so doing, they're able to talk more intelligently when they finally do get on the air.
Okay, well, I have a topic.
Okay.
Living single.
Sorry, what?
Living single.
Living single, okay. Do you live single yourself?
Yes, and I have a story.
Okay,
I was like 23, I met this man, and we were like in love, and he proposed to me.
Okay.
I totally freaked out. I was like, you know, I thought about it, and I said I would marry him. And I did wild things I had never done before. Like, I would get stoned, I'd get drunk, I'd sleep around a lot.
This was after he proposed?
Right, after he proposed.
Okay. Sort of like you were trying to get your, sort of like your last chance at living.
Right, and I was really nervous. I mean, I would think about it every night. And so what happened is I decided I had to break it off because I was afraid that I just wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want him back, and I want a relationship like that, but it's too late.
Why is it too late?
Because he's gone, and he has other relationships, and...
Uh-huh. Well, it's, you know, things do change. I mean, you're not dealing with the same people anymore. How long ago was this?
A year ago.
Well, that's not too much time, actually, but things change quickly in situations like that. You probably did the right thing in not jumping into something you weren't ready for.
Right.
I don't know if necessarily the way you went about it was the best way, but, you know, you've lived to tell about it, and you've learned something from it. That's the important thing. And... just because there's one person that you don't have to pursue such a thing with, mm-hmm, doesn't mean that there aren't a world full of other people out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do you feel optimistic at least?
Well, I haven't dated ever since, and I've always had a lot of guys. You know, it wasn't like I'd wait forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of, I mean, and now it seems like ever since that, it just has gone all downhill. You know, it's like I just blew it.
No, how's it gone downhill?
Well, I haven't dated since, and before I would have, like, I date like, you know, like four times a week. I have a lot of people that I talk to. And
four different dates a week?
Well, like, you know, I have a person.
Oh, okay, one person four times a week. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
If I really like the person,
right.
Sometimes there would be like maybe, if I'm lucky, two people, two
uh-huh.
different people.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, it sounds like something you simply have to come to terms with within yourself. You're probably the same person externally.
Yeah.
I mean, I see no reason why people wouldn't want to hang out with you as they would before. So it sounds like something that's coming from within you, some sort of uncertainty of some sort, that you're less of a person because of the things you've done over the past year. And that's mm-hmm. nonsense, of course.
Right.
I mean, basically, you just have to come to terms with that. And, I mean, are the opportunities there for you to go out and have fun
right.
as they were before?
Mm-hmm.
The same opportunities are still there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do you find yourself doing instead?
Well, I have my friends, but they're not, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're not the same as having a physical relationship with someone.
Right, but it's through people like that that you get to meet, you know, other
right.
types of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really, I think you need to lose whatever guilt you're feeling about what happened last year, because I think it was inevitable. I mean, would you rather have had it go that way or go through, say, 5 or 10 years of marriage and realize that, you know, it wasn't the right move for you, you weren't ready for it, and, you know, you're going to resent this person for the rest of your life for stealing something from you?
Right.
So, I mean, you're definitely in better shape for having done it that way.
All right, well, I'd just like to say, if there are any people out there who'd like to comment on me, please call and I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
I don't know if that's an invitation for trouble here. People want to comment on her. Okay. Well, we'll see what kinds of comments people come up with as far as that particular thing goes. And I guess she'll be evaluating your responses. Well, 632-6901 is our phone number there. That's an interesting topic to launch on. We have some other topics here, some suggested topics which were left for us, but we'll get to that. 632-6901, area code 516. Good evening.
Hey, what's up, Eric?
How you doing?
I have a suggestion for that woman.
Okay. What's the suggestion?
Well, first, I don't think she should really care too much about relationships, because she should just go out and become mm-hmm. a lesbian or something.
Why would you say a thing like that?
She doesn't seem to really be doing tact with life.
Doesn't seem to be what?
I don't know. She seemed weird to me. I just thought, you know, as a guy, she seems strange. But anyway, I got to talk about something.
Yeah, I think you better start.
Yeah. Recently, seems a lot of things have been changing.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed that, too.
I know.
I mean, they made a double yellow line on 25A in that section, you know, up by the curve. Where it's always been dotted. And that influences my life incredibly, you know.
All right, well, let me tell you.
And then they went and painted the supermarket.
Mm.
I can't take any more of this, but what's going on in your life?
All right, okay, a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
For one, what was with this Christian brain damage?
Oh, I'd rather forget about that. If it's all the same to you, I'd rather pretend that never happened.
All right, good.
It's a very embarrassing part of my life, something I'd probably never quite get over. And just thinking about it gets me upset.
And disappointed me very much.
Yeah.
I just decided tonight to listen. I don't know why. I was happy to find out that it wasn't that.
Yeah. Those days are long gone. Not long enough for me, but they're moving. I mean, it's further away now than when we first started talking about it, and I'm happy about that.
All right. Let me see.
It's getting pretty rough out there.
All right. When I was a kid,
yeah,
I used to play Manhunt all the time with my friends.
How do you play that?
Manhunt?
I've never played that.
You don't know what that is?
Well, I imagine you're hunting for a man or something like that. I don't know.
At two teams, and you go out around the neighborhood, and you, like, hide in people's yards and stuff.
Sounds sort of like tag.
Yeah, but teams, and you can just,
okay.
Just go anywhere. You
team, want. Team tag or whatever.
Team tag, and there's one place, there's one house. You got this huge, like, bush, this huge tree.
Uh-huh.
And, the guy next door, I don't know what was wrong. I guess he was drunk or something, but he chopped it all down on purpose.
What, right then and there?
Yeah, because he didn't want to... My little brother plays there all the time, and he chopped it down.
You mean, while you guys were playing there, he chopped down the tree to prevent you from playing there?
Get off my property.
Wow.
I guess he wanted to do it anyway, and he was just kind of scared.
Well, I mean, drunken people with axes generally do present a scary image.
Yeah. He had a beard.
Ah, there you go, then. Straight out of Popeye or something.
And, the other thing, that new store down by 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
What's with that?
That's, that big brick building, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's
Hale.
I think it's going to be a Greek restaurant or something. A Greek restaurant on one end and a Dunkin' Donuts on the other. I don't understand the logic behind that, but that's suburbia.
All right, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, I think you said a lot. Thanks for calling.
All right, see
you. The changes of suburbia, the trials of suburbia, drunken bearded men chopping down trees, and 7-Elevens sharing... No, I'm sorry, Dunkin' Donuts and Greek restaurants next to 7-Elevens. That's what we have to deal with here. 13 degrees Celsius, but who cares? I made the storm go away. How nice. Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I would like to know where I can get one of those Charles Manson t-shirts.
Which one? Which Charles Manson t-shirts do you mean? There's so many.
It says Charlie can't surf.
Ah, and we think he should. Well, I don't know. I didn't know that he couldn't surf. I thought that was a different Charlie.
He can surf good, though, really.
Well, he comes from California, doesn't he?
This is him right now.
Really? Where'd you get this tape?
Clang, bang, clang, went the big iron door.
Does sound like him.
They put me in a cell with a concrete floor.
That's true.
Nine other men in that cell with me. I'm owning their fate with destiny. Clang, bang, clang. Clang, bang, clang. Early in the morning at the crack of dawn, they wake you to the tune of a bong, bong, bong. A line of the chow, mushing our dress. Drinking black coffee with that noise in my head.
To me now, boy. Yes. Well, that's really something. You got like an unfinished tape of Charles Manson there, huh?
What?
You got an unfinished tape of Charles Manson, apparently.
Oh, that's the whole song.
Well, it does sound like it ended kind of abruptly.
Oh, that's the way it is on the CD, believe me.
Uh-huh. We got the CD. Jim, what do you think of that? You like
it? I wish you wouldn't do that.
Okay, Jim doesn't like it for some reason.
I like it.
I thought it was, you know, I like the acoustic sound of it. I always like acoustic sounds, actually. And did he record that within the cell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's got that kind of hollow sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of lends itself to acoustic guitar. It's good. It's good. I like to see people progressing and moving on towards more conceptual things in their later development. Yeah. Well, that's good. I wonder what we'll hear from him next.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Wow, Charles Manson there. And that wasn't Charles. I don't think that was Charles Manson. Well, either way, we heard Charles Manson on guitar. And interesting little bit of news there. Okay, 632-6901. Area code 516. Should we return that beep? Okay, let's take one more call and we'll turn the beep. Good evening, you're on.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Good. I called because I agree with the kid who called before about, you know, the trees being chopped down and Christian brain damage and everything.
Well, what did he say? What did he say that you're agreeing with?
Well, nothing. He was just bringing up a lot of points.
Yeah.
About, like, I was being, like, almost like he's raped of his childhood.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and, well, like brain damage.
Yeah.
Be kind of like a traditional thing with my friends and I.
Right.
And then, like, I don't know, all of a sudden one day... You know, we used to have sleepovers every Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, one day, we turned on Saturday night, and it was like, welcome to Christians.
Yeah, the Christians kind of marched right in and took away your childhood. I understand exactly how you feel. I feel the same way, sort of.
We got upset about that, and then there was... we were kind of wrapped up in the role-playing game of Dungeons & Dragons.
Uh-huh.
And,
I hear that's satanic, but I'm not sure.
Well, yes, it is.
Okay.
But, and then all of a sudden, one day, it just stopped.
What, the game just stopped?
Yeah, we just stopped playing one day.
Really? No explanation, you just suddenly stopped?
Well, we weren't allowed to play anymore because the dungeon master. The dungeon master, like I don't know, he got like upset. Ran away for like a while, and his parents blamed it on the game, but it wasn't really the game.
Well, that's not very becoming of a dungeon master to run away.
I know exactly. It wasn't the game. His parents were just looking for an excuse. His parents beat him.
His parents beat him? Is that what you said?
Well, yes.
Well, that's not nice, and certainly not to a dungeon master.
But there's more. And, oh boy. And I don't know. There's just a lot of things that are being taken away from us, and it's like all our traditions are being stricken from us.
Yeah, our suburban culture is being torn from our backs.
And about that new building next to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Well, I don't know what's going on with that, but there used to be a trail behind there where everyone would sit.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. They used to cut through past Strawberry Fields or Purple Plum or whatever it was called back then and sort of hang out in the woods.
Yeah, and now that's gone too?
Yep, something else gone.
There's so many things. I feel like I'm being mentally raped.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an ongoing thing. I mean, I've lived in this neighborhood now for a number of years, and I can't tell you the number of things that have disappeared over the years. If you suddenly saw it, what happened in 10 years in like one day, you'd realize what was happening. But if you see it happening slowly, one day at a time, it doesn't hit you.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll bet. How long have you lived here?
I've lived here all my life.
Okay, I'll bet if as far back as you can remember, things are radically different than they are now.
Yeah.
As far as how many stretches of open fields, how many forests there are.
Yeah.
Yeah, one by one, they're disappearing. There's new housing developments going up, new stores going up.
Yeah.
And most of them are vacant.
Yeah, I don't know, that Greek restaurant won't last long. I could see a Dunkin' Donuts so they could have a place where all the cops hang out.
Well, I mean, they have 7-Eleven right next door, and they sell Dunkin' Donuts and 7-Eleven. I don't understand the point of that.
No point. And the Greeks, they're not good for our culture with their beds with the mirrors on top. What's the point in that?
Well, I don't know about that. I haven't really researched it, but it's something. I mean, you know, I like places that exist in existing buildings, and there's plenty of, you know, empty existing buildings, you know, and they could put people there.
Yeah, another thing is there's lots of hatred going on, like these neo-Nazi groups that my friend just recently got involved in.
Your friend has gotten involved in neo-Nazi groups?
Yeah, he's into the white power Hitler movement.
Oh boy.
Hitler movement.
It's making a real comeback, isn't it?
Yeah, he's all out, shaved his head, got a tattoo.
Well, it's the whole 9 yards, eh?
Yep.
I see. And where do these neo-Nazi groups operate out of?
I don't know.
Yeah, then on any local chapters, I presume.
Well, he said that they just meet different places. A lot of places they meet is the old school on Christian Avenue.
What, that old abandoned school?
Yeah.
You mean they meet inside an abandoned school?
Yeah.
And plot white power things? That's hard to imagine right here in Stony Brook, huh?
Yeah, it's almost satanic.
Yeah, well, it's worse than satanic, I think.
Steal the cows.
I mean, you can say a lot of things about Satan, but he's not a racist.
Yeah.
It's true, and there's no document anywhere to prove that he is.
No.
Okay, it's...
Oh, they're not... I'm not saying they're panically racist. I'm not saying Satan is racist. I'm just... They're almost satanic, like the way they sacrifice things and skin the cows.
Well, now, they don't really skin cows in an abandoned school now, do they?
Well, supposedly, but, I mean, there's been no reporting of it, but supposedly they steal cows from Benner's Farm.
I don't know if you want to get too specific there, or we'll be getting calls from farmers.
Oh, yeah.
And we certainly, well, they're never up at this hour anyway, but,
farmers just smoke pot and pass out.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, come on. You try tilling fields all day long, and you'll pass out and smoke pot yourself.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll smoke pot whether I till fields or not.
Yeah, well, you're halfway there, then. You just have to start passing out now, and you'll be all set.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks for all the updates.
Yeah, sure.
All right, take care. 632-6901, area code 516. That's our telephone number there. And, I don't know, shall we return that beep? Let's return the beep, okay? Because I don't know who this is, and they're not going to be up much longer. So this is a weird phone number I've never seen before. It's in, according to the area code, this is in Georgia somewhere. I don't know anybody in Georgia. I don't know why they'd be beeping me, but let's see who's out there. Georgia. Okay, well, they're busy, whoever they are, so we'll have to try back a little bit later. Maybe they're beeping me again because I didn't call back right away. Don't you hate it when that happens? 1241, this is Brain Damage. let's take another phone call. 632-6901. Good evening.
Hiya, what happened to Christian brain damage?
Okay, look, I
know you probably explained it, but I missed it.
Well, it's just a very painful part of my life. Alright, just to sum up real quickly. We were sort of misled by the Christian Radio Adventure Pact. We thought that they were going to pay us a lot of money for doing that, and in fact, the check bounced.
Uh-huh.
So it didn't quite work out for us. It turns out that the Bank of the Almighty didn't even exist. And in fact, there's still backstage, you know, in the offices of USB, there's still all kinds of things that are going on concerning that. And it'll be many months before we straighten all that out and pay off the people that need to be paid off.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so for now, this is an a-religious show.
Well, that's good. I thought it was a joke at first.
Yeah, you know, looking back on it, I guess that's probably the best way to think of it. what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. Not much at all.
So you figured you'd call us to share that, huh?
Well, I just wanted to know what happened to the Christian brain damage.
Well, yeah, you did. I wouldn't hold your breath waiting for that kind of show to come back in the near future.
Well, good.
But who knows? You know, stranger things have happened. I mean, last week we had to play classical music, and that was rescinded, fortunately. Looks like we're, for now, until we find out where things are going with all the legal action, we're pretty much back where we were.
Good. Yeah. Much better this way.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I really enjoyed listening to the program. You get a whole bunch of freaks calling in sometimes.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, we do, but we love our freaks, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I enjoy listening to them.
Yeah, because, you know, there are freaks. They don't belong to any other radio station.
This is the first time I'm calling in. I've been listening for like 2 years.
Really?
And I said, hey, I got to be one of those freaks.
Wow. And what town are you in?
Northport. East Northport, yeah.
With the four smokestacks.
Yep.
That's what Northport is known for, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Northport used to have a trolley, too.
Uh-huh.
Have trolley tracks down there.
Yeah, I wish they'd bring that back.
Wouldn't that be amazing if you could get from one part of the island to another by trolley?
Definitely be a nice ride.
Yeah, because you can't get from the North Shore to the South Shore without going into Jamaica or something on the train.
Uh-huh.
Train back out. You know, it would be nice if we had that. Of course, we have those buses, but, I mean, who likes buses? I hate buses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you meet interesting people on the buses.
You sure do, yeah. Sometimes you can't lose them.
Oh, yeah.
They just follow you around for the rest of your life.
Well, I've never had that experience.
Yeah,
but,
well, you got to watch buses. You know, buses are strange places.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They have that, you ever hear the term that somebody smells like a bus?
No.
Well, it's true, because certain types of people smell like buses. But you never hear anybody accused of smelling like a train.
Well, I wouldn't want to smell like a bus. I'd rather smell like a train.
Absolutely. And I think anybody would agree with that.
Yeah.
We don't really know why, but we all know it's true.
Well, because buses smell bad. They're like taxis, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And there are people that smell like taxis, too, but...
Well, those are the taxi drivers.
No, I don't include taxi drivers or bus drivers because that's just part of the trade, you know?
Yeah, I guess. That's what they're getting paid for, to smell like
smelling like whatever it is you drive, yes. That's just the way it is. Well, okay, thank you for calling, and I hope that answers your questions.
All right, yeah, great, thanks.
Okay, good night. I've caught her off. Sorry about that. shall we try our friends again? Well, we assume they're our friends. We don't know for sure who these people are, who this person is. Actually, you know, I really shouldn't do this because you never know. It could be something personal. But, I mean, I really, you know, I'm doing this because I know I don't know anybody who's in Georgia. I really don't. Unless somebody went down to Georgia and said, hey, I think I'll be Barrett tonight. But, you know, anybody that knows me knows that I do a program from 12 to 2, and that it's the worst thing in the world to beat me. So I guess in a way I'd just kind of be getting even here for calling them back. Let's see if these southern people are off the phone yet. There we go. Let's see who this is.
Hello, people. This is Daniel Carver, Post Office Box 446, Oakwood, Georgia, 30566. The address you can write to for a list of KKK souvenirs that I sell. Or you can show up in Pulaski, Tennessee, November the 20th at 9 o'clock. It'll last all day long, a big rally downtown Pulaski, Tennessee, sponsored by Thomas Robb. Wake up, people. I say wake up, people. And you probably noticed that I didn't say wake up, white people, because all people are white. Niggers are not people. Mexicans are not people. Cubans are not people. Puerto Ricans are not people. Haitians, Asians, Hispanics, and monkeys are not people. People are white. People don't have wide, flat noses, and people don't have hair like a Brillo pad. People don't have black skin or brown skin. People have white skin. People don't have big, fat baboon lips, and people don't smell like niggers. In the jungles of Africa, where niggers die and just lay in the woods to rot like the other wild animals, the buzzards will not touch them. They smell so bad. We all know that a buzzard would eat a dead possum with maggots crawling all over it. But it is a fact, people. They won't touch a dead nigger. People, niggers are a curse that God has sent to rob us of our children and destroy our cattle, to make us few in number because we have not obeyed God's laws. This can be found in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verse 22. People, I get sick and tired of all these so-called white trash, race traitor, money-begging scumbag preachers calling me and telling me how I should change. They say all people are the same. But this is a bald-faced lie. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 3, that an Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to their 10th generation, people. And even better, the Bible in the 20th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 17, it tells us that we should utterly destroy them, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now, I know some highly educated preacher who was not called to preach as Aaron was, but who went to college to learn how to use the Word of God to beg for money, will make fun of me because I didn't pronounce some of these words right. But, people, that don't change what it says or what it means. People, it tells us plain and simple that all people are not only not equal, but some people should be destroyed. And in these two places, God is talking about people. And remember, niggers are not people. Jews are people, but they are the devil's people. And the Bible tells us that they will do the work of the devil. The Jew uses niggers as a tool to destroy our people by encouraging our people to engage in bestiality with niggers, Mexicans, and other wild, savage jungle animals, and then producing little half-ape mongrels. Just think, do you want your grandchildren to look like you, or do you want them to look like a nigger? Would you be proud walking around in a shopping mall pushing a little half-human, half-nigger grandchild, or would you rather push around a baby that when people look at it, they will tell you that it looks just like you? It would probably make you mad as hell if you were with a half-ape nigger and people told you it looked like you. People, don't forget the rally this Saturday, November the 20th, 1993, in Pulaski, Tennessee. Thanks for calling. I'll see you there.
Let's see if we can hack the machine. Nope, no luck. Well, that was something, wasn't it? Oh, they hung up. Well, at least we know that the recording is about as outdated as the thinking. November 20th, that was quite some time ago. Actually, hopefully the thinking is a lot more outdated than that. Yeah, that's real, you know. That's really down there in Georgia. Phone number that spews out information like that. And no doubt it's not the only one. Not the only phone number like that. Wow. So, that was a bit of a revelation there. 10 minutes to 1 o'clock. You're listening to Brain Damage, and what could be more appropriate than something like that? Whew. All right, let's take some phone calls. 632-6901. Tell us what you thought of hearing something like that on the radio, and knowing that things like that exist all over the place, maybe even close to home. Good evening.
How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good.
What's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about that guy you just called.
Okay.
He was right on a couple of things.
What was he right about?
White power.
He was right about white power?
Yes, I'm not against black people, but when it comes down to power, it's owned by the whites and those who follow Hitler.
Uh-huh. Okay, thanks for voicing that, and I'll just transfer you over to the special dotted line there, okay? They know how to deal with people like that. Good evening.
Hello?
How you doing?
If there was anything that made me sick, it was that.
Well, I guess that's a healthy reaction, huh?
I could not believe my ears. That made me feel so sick. I couldn't find one bit of truth in that. I happen to be white and Catholic, and I did not agree with any of that.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, you don't have to be any particular color to, to feel what is right and what is wrong.
What was your reaction?
Similar, I guess. Kind of knocked off my feet by something like that. But, I mean, I'm not surprised. I've heard things like that before, and I've seen people like that before.
I didn't know that there was so much KKK stuff still around. I thought it was kind of like over and done with, but...
Well, things are never over and done with. You know, but a lot of it, you have to wonder, how much of it is just something to get attention, and how much of it is real?
Maybe I'm just being naive, but I didn't think that it... Oh, that just made me feel so sick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, the people you hang out with, the people you know up here, aren't like that. But you don't know all the kinds of people that exist.
I mean, the comment about the Jewish people being the devil's people, I mean, how can people sit there and listen to that without doing something about it?
Well, I mean, I don't know why that made me laugh, because it was so absurd. But basically, yeah, the Jews are people, but they're the devil's people. He's got it all figured out, doesn't he? He knows all the rules. He's quoting the Bible left and right.
I don't believe any of it. Mm-hmm. I think that God would more want us to be together than to be fighting about things like color and religion. I think that is so...
Yeah, well, you just have to look at, at other species. And you know, you don't see other species, you know, killing themselves as much as humans kill themselves.
They're just looking for something to fight about.
Or just get a lot of attention about.
But why did they call you? They beat you?
Well, I have a feeling that somebody I know beat me with this number to get a reaction from me. And I guess they succeeded.
All right. I just wanted to make that comment because I was really upset with that.
Yeah. Well, I agree with your feelings there.
All right.
And, spread the word that things like this exist and that we should be aware of them, right?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
I think that's the right way to handle it. Maybe we should just... not think of it at all. Maybe it'll go away if we close our eyes to it. But I don't know. Somehow that doesn't feel right to me. You tell me. 632-6901. Good evening.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You can't close your eyes to something like this.
Boy, you have a very loud phone.
Oh, yeah, I know. Let me turn it down.
Okay.
That kid who called earlier about the Nazi group that was meeting in the church that's so close to home, it's so upsetting.
The Christian Avenue Church, by the way. I don't know if that's really happening, but, I wasn't aware that groups meet in abandoned schools anyway. I mean, the way the Supreme Court's going, they could probably get permission to meet in an open school.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I don't know if they want to pursue that, but, I don't know, somehow the thought of white power groups meeting in an abandoned school just somehow doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah, and this is right in Stony Brook, right?
Oh, well, that's if it's true, yeah. If it's true.
Wow.
It's a big if there, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when I heard it, I wasn't sure if this was like a bit or something, or if it was a real call.
It was a real call, I can tell you that. It definitely came in on the phone over here. But, that doesn't prove anything.
Right, well, I really like your show a lot.
Okay, I'm glad you do.
Continue to listen.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
I still say that's a very loud mouthpiece he's got there. Boy, I wonder what kind of phone that was. Good evening.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Good. I don't know, I called in about that guy.
Which guy?
I don't know, the KKK guy in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
I don't know his name. I missed the first part of it.
Okay. Well, I didn't get his name either.
All right, so I just think that it's bullshit.
Don't do that again.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. And I think it's baloney.
Uh huh.
Okay, and that he should take it and just like stick it somewhere else. I mean, I don't see if you cut us open. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was talking about facial features, things like hair, like Velcro.
Uh huh.
Big bloated lips or whatever, or pillow pads.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever. Yeah, there's different features and everything, but, I mean, big deal. You might have blonde hair and I might have black hair.
Right.
And that you should kill me off. I mean, if you cut us open, we all have red blood and we're all the same inside. Unless you're a woman, then you have, like, ovaries and stuff.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that's really doesn't really matter all that much. It's really, you know, the fact that we're all human beings and, you know, despite our cultural differences. I mean, our cultural differences enhance things, I think. And
definitely.
And we all learn from each other's cultural differences, and we should learn to appreciate that. And, you know, no place is a better place to do that than here at Stony Brook at the university, where you meet people from all over the world. And, I mean, you find that the people with the strongest attitudes against that kind of thing are people that have been brought up in very restricted types of societies, very segregated societies. And it's a good argument against segregation, obviously,
like
because...
the South.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where all the KKK stuff started in the South.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of racism up here in the North, but...
Yeah, but not as much in the South.
It tends to take root a lot more in the South because... I guess it's just, I don't know, maybe in a way people are more honest there with their feelings and they don't try to hide anything. And unfortunately, that manifests itself in bad ways a lot of times.
Well, I don't think anybody should try to hide anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, I heard something about the Christian Avenue School. I live near there.
Uh-huh.
And I went into the Christian Avenue School.
You walked into an abandoned school, huh?
Yeah, it was a couple friends and I.
Were you Nazis?
No.
Okay, just checking because I heard, you know.
My friend is actually kind
of... Uh-huh. That's the other line there.
Oh, hold on.
Okay. The other line started ringing, you know. It happens. Busy Saturday night here, 12:58 in the morning. Yeah. I can't believe I'm being put on hold. I'm the talk show host. You don't put me on hold. Boy, let's go on another call. Good evening.
Hello?
Yeah.
What was I going to say? That guy, that KKK guy?
Yeah?
It's the same guy from the Howard Stern show, the KKK guy, Daniel Carver, or whatever the hell his name is.
You mean Howard Stern called this guy?
He was on the show on Channel 9.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's the KKK guy.
Huh. How about that?
Yep.
So Howard Stern got there first.
Yep, he did.
Well, that's the first time.
He made fun of him, too.
That's the first time that's ever happened.
Huh?
That's the first time Howard Stern ever got somewhere before me.
Mm.
Not to sound like I'm competing with Howard Stern or anything like that, but, boy. So what did this Nazi guy say on his show?
Well, Howard Stern just made a fool of the guy.
Uh-huh.
In the way he is.
Yeah. You see,
But he was the same way as that tape, exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, our method is to let people make fools of themselves. And usually they can do it without our help.
He did make a fool of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to call that number. Just watch that tape.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing that, actually, but just to see what he does say.
But that was him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever watch that movie, Amos and Andrew.
Okay.
That's a good movie.
Yeah? Why?
Because it brings out all the stereotypes and it helps. Relieve the tension between the races, I guess you could say.
Well, something like that's always nice.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Okay, well, I'm glad you liked it, and maybe I'll see it one of these days.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
My friend.
632-6901. 516 is the area code. It's 1 o'clock, which means we have to say this is WUSB Stony Brook. Every radio station has to say that. Not that they're WUSB Stony Brook, where they have to give their call letters in the city that they're from on the hour, or as close to the hour as possible. All right, to make things easier for us, we have a list of topics. Actually, we seem to have a topic tonight anyway, but we have these people at the station that are very helpful to us, and they tell us things that we need to know. And one of the things that I always need to know is what I should be talking about, because you can't just leave me talking by myself, because who knows what's going to happen if I do that. So, this person was nice enough to leave a list of the top 10 topics that are on Americans' minds. This is dated November 19th, so it's a week out of date, but I don't know. It might still be all right. Okay, here we go. Here are the top 10 topics that we should be talking about, that should be on our minds. And this is tabulated by all different radio stations, and I don't see us on this list, but these are commercial radio stations that I guess are good at this kind of thing. All right, number one, the Reginald Denny verdicts. Huh? That's the number one thing that should be on your mind right now, or at least a week ago. Reginald Denny verdicts. Number two, actually it's a tie between number one and number two. Number two is Somalia, stay or go. I imagine they're talking about us in Somalia, not whether Somalia itself should stay and go. So should we stay or go from Somalia? You know, come back here or maybe continue on and go into Asia and wander around a bit. I don't know. Number three, healthcare reform. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Do you know what it is? How does it affect you? What is healthcare? What is reform? Questions like that. Number four, TV violence. And then in parentheses it says Beavis and Butthead. I think there's a lot more obvious examples of TV violence than Beavis and Butthead, but who am I? I don't know. Number five, U.S. role in Haiti. Yeah, another hotbed. This one a lot closer. We'll save on gas for this one. What do we do? What do they do? What did they do? What have we done? Number six, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Association, or agreement, or what have you. Yeah, that's something to think about. That's the number six thing on people's minds. Number seven, gun control / violence / gangs. And I guess how they all relate to each other. Number eight, education. That's always a topic of interest. And number nine, which is a tie, is local government. Education and local government. Those are two very exciting issues. And number 10 is the Michael Jordan retirement. You know, for some reason, I think this list is kind of out of date, even though it says November 19th. Michael Jordan retired, about a month and a half ago? I don't think that's on anybody's minds anymore. I've forgotten about that. Now, if you want to talk about Michael J., talk about Michael Jackson. There you go. That's a topic. Didn't even have this on the list at all. I mean, what was really going on there, you know? And what's going to happen to the people that bought tickets? You know, do they get their money back? Do they get a voucher for another show? You know, do they get a handwritten letter from the people responsible? What? How does it work out? How do things like that happen? Those are the questions Americans want answers to. 4 minutes after 1 o'clock, and we're talking to America tonight. Because that's really all our reception gets to. So let's give a listen to what America has to say. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, you're America, and you're on the air.
I am?
Yes, you are.
Is this brain damage?
It certainly is, and it's 1:04 in the morning.
Oh,
on
well,
a Saturday night, so it's definitely brain damage.
I normally don't, like, call this show, I guess. This is a radio show, right?
Yeah, it is.
And no, my friend called me.
Uh-huh. Your friend called you and told you to call.
Yeah, because he said you guys were talking about the Christian Avenue School Group.
Well, I don't know if you want to give them an official name, but somebody just mentioned that there were a bunch of neo-Nazis meeting in the Christian Avenue School, and I'm not saying there's any truth or falsity to that rumor whatsoever.
No.
Do you know anything about it?
What? Yeah. My friends are involved in that. It's not neo-Nazi, just Nazi.
Well, okay. Well, what's you mean they're the authentic thing? They're not imitators.
Yeah, no, they are into the stuff, but you know, they don't go inside the school because they don't think that's cool. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Wait. So if I understand correctly, these are Nazis that don't break and enter. They just wait outside the building.
Yeah. Okay. They go around the back.
That's different. Okay. You see, here we are starting a panic in the neighborhood that neo-Nazis are breaking into abandoned schools, but in fact, they're simply standing outside the schools. That's totally. I'm glad you called to clear that up.
Okay. And the thing, the guy who called up said they slay cows, something like that.
Yeah.
No, they don't do that either.
No, I don't think that's because you have to bring the cow there, and they don't move very fast.
And they make a lot of noise.
Yeah, they moo all the time. They're really loud, and I just don't. There'd be a big mess to clean up, so I don't think that's true. That's why people sacrifice goats and things because you can pick them up.
Yeah, but my friend told me about that, and it seems cool that you guys are talking about all this. He told me about the KKK guy.
Yeah, I don't know how these things. I mean, that's kind of weird how that suddenly came about. When this other person, because that call came in before he started talking about that, so I guess it's kind of like a harmonic type of thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's in the stars tonight.
Probably, you know, most hatred groups have telepathic messages.
Really? Well, I guess when the spoken word fails, they have to rely on other methods.
They get people to help them out.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, sometimes Satan gets involved, but I don't really like him that much.
Well, he's had his hands in a lot of things recently.
Yeah, who's Satan?
Yeah, he's a busy guy. Multitasking, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
The only way you can save yourself from him is either to starve to death or get your head cut off.
Why those particular ways?
Because those are the ways to save yourself from the rapture.
I never knew this. You see, we could have used you a few weeks ago, but this is enlightening. Okay, so that's for those people that want to save themselves from Satan. You can have someone else cut your head off, right? You don't have to do it yourself.
You have to get your head cut off.
Okay. And there's places you can go to get that done.
Yeah,
and,
well,
or,
see,
or starving.
I'm sure is.
Yeah.
All right, well, there aren't that many two people that survive, so, you know, you can't, let's say there's five people.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to end up with one to have their head cut off, so you have to do it by yourself, because that's unfair to leave one person.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Cause
yeah.
It's like a link.
But by cutting off that person's head, you ensure that you will survive and go to heaven.
You kill me first.
Is that how it works?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a...
Right.
Because I can't kill you, and then you kill me.
Well, no, that doesn't make sense, right.
Like, it's like that.
But if I was to kill somebody else, then how does that work for me?
Yeah.
I mean, am I better off for doing that?
Wait, what was the question?
If I kill somebody else, if I chop off their head, now, does that mean... That,
you don't benefit from that.
Oh, I don't benefit from that. All right, wait, let me scratch that out then. Okay. So, what do I do?
All right. You personally have to save yourself. You can't, like... Because when you all go into your separate places, no one sees anybody.
Uh-huh.
You're just there, and the only reason you're there is because somehow you just missed the rapture, which is very unlikely. And it's going to happen pretty soon anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's always around the corner. It's like this bus that never comes, and I miss a lot of buses. So I don't want to miss this one.
Yeah, but best way to do is to set up the guillotine.
Uh-huh.
Make one in your backyard. Uh-huh. Easiest way, just go out, do that, and that seems more effective than just starving to death, because normally people chicken out and start eating, and then...
Yeah, I mean, you can get guillotines at Rickles, I think, and set them up. There's a little bit of construction involved. But it's not that difficult. I mean, anybody can do it. You can always get a neighbor to help.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do I have to cut anybody's head? I mean, my head, someone else's head? I got confused there. Whose head do I have to cut off?
No, that doesn't work out, because you have to get, personally have to get your head cut off. You have to get your head
cut off. I have to go and get my head cut off?
Yeah, you can't. See, what I'm saying is...
Yeah.
If you go and chop someone's head off,
right,
they're gonna go to hell, and so are you, because they didn't get their own, they didn't themselves didn't get their head cut off.
But okay, but let me think of something here. You could sort of act as a spoiler and get a third person to go to heaven because you eliminated somebody else by chopping off their head. Is that how it works?
Yeah, you just kind of like killing yourself, basically.
Right.
But not in a suicide type way.
Right. Well, let's say, like, Baltimore and Boston are, like, tied for first place, and the Yankees are in last place, but they play Boston and they win, and by so doing, they knock Boston out of the pennant race, and Baltimore wins.
Yeah.
By cutting off somebody's head, you kind of knock them out of the race, and the other person wins, and you've knocked yourself out of the race, too, but you're sort of the spoiler there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand. Okay. No, I can get into this religion, but I don't want to.
And, I was trying, because a lot of people start rumors about how I feel about things, and I just tried to clear it up.
Uh-huh. Well, I think you've done a lot of that tonight.
I had no idea you guys were talking about this last week.
Well, we didn't either, really. It just sort of happened.
What was going on? You said last week somebody was talking about this.
No, actually, this week. Well, you mean talking about cutting people's heads off? No, we weren't talking about that last week. We just started talking about the school this week.
The
Nazis in the school this week, and somehow that led to rapture. I don't know how exactly.
Oh, well, you know, I just wanted to clear up the Christian Avenue school, because some of my friends,
uh-huh,
don't want them getting a bad reputation.
Okay, well, I'm sure you've done a lot to help them out tonight.
Uh-huh.
And I want to thank you for calling in and clearing all this up.
Hey, hello?
Okay, take care.
All right, wait 1 second.
Yes.
Hi.
Did you just change your voice or what?
No, it's a different person.
Okay, different person here. So I guess I should count this as another call.
Yeah, okay, sure.
All right.
Okay, well, all right.
Did you call before?
I sort of have like an announcement to make.
Did you call before?
No.
Oh, okay. You sound kind of familiar. That's the only reason.
Very popular kind of voice.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, I sort of have an announcement to make.
An announcement. All right.
Okay.
Everybody stand back. We've got an announcement here.
Yes, an announcement.
Hold on. We're getting everybody ready for this. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, no, it's like to someone. I'm like trying to get in touch with someone.
You're trying to get in touch with somebody. Is this a living or a dead person?
He's a living person.
All right.
My friend Adam.
Okay.
Okay, and if he's listening, I want him to call me because no one can seem to find him. He was in his bed when his mom checked on him at 11 o'clock at night, and now that it's 1 o'clock at night, his mom looked in his room, and there was no Adam in the bed.
No Adam in the bed, huh? Well, I mean, who knows what's going on a night like this? It's a cold and stormy night.
I know on Saturday nights.
Uh-huh.
He sneaks out.
Yeah.
Sometimes he sneaks out, and he said that the next time he snuck out,
uh-huh,
wasn't coming home because his mom.
Uh-huh.
Because, I don't know, a bunch of bad things were happening.
Well, now that the whole neighborhood knows about this, do you really think we've helped him?
I don't know. I think maybe he's living in the Christian Avenue school.
Well,
back to the school business.
I hope they have a radio there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I think our signal makes it all the way down to Stony Brook, but it's hard to tell. Well, if he's out there, I'm sure he knows who you are, and he should call you.
I don't want him to, like, freeze to death.
Well, it's not really cold out. It's just very windy, and it's going to start raining.
You know, when he cries, and they drip into ice cubes.
Yeah.
Fall off and stab him.
Well, yeah, but you still need it to be cold for that to happen, and it's not really that cold tonight. In a couple of days, it will be.
Oh, man, it's cold. My bong water froze. It's cold.
Well, it's only 13 degrees Celsius outside, which is 55 in the Fahrenheit scale. I don't know what kind of bong water you're using, but regular water freezes at 0 Celsius, 32 Fahrenheit.
Whoa.
Yeah. See, that's one of the scientific things you learn at a university.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, listen, I hope things work out for you.
Okay.
All right, and take care of your friend there.
All right, bye.
All right. A lot of interesting thoughts going on there tonight. Wouldn't you say so, Jim?
I agree completely.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much all you're capable of doing. 13 degrees Celsius and...
No.
Jim's being difficult. Yeah, I don't know why I keep saying it's 13 degrees Celsius. It's like something is making me say that. I don't know what. Oh. Can anybody identify this song? It's part of our 70s revival.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die.
Please don't do that again.
When all the birds are singing in the sky, now that the spring is in the air.
Yeah.
Pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Bye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky.
I don't know.
Now that the spring's in the air. Little children everywhere. When you see them, I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine. My little one, you gave me love and helped me find the sun.
It could be.
Every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die.
I see what you mean.
When all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air.
Yeah. Okay. Real good there.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's that was a song from the 70s, and we're not going to tell you who it was because we expect our listeners to know this kind of thing, and if anybody out there knows this, let us know, because it's part of our 70s revival, which is full force here at WUSB. And we have some interesting things to say about it. Well, I can tell you it's called Seasons in the Sun, but we won't tell you who did it. You have to tell us that. One look at the headlines from the period, it's easy to see why people needed a little reassurance. Sound kind of familiar? Yeah, a grand jury named President Nixon an unindicted co-conspirator for his role in Watergate. An Arab oil embargo led to gas rationing and odd even gas days. A kidnapped Patty Hearst changed her name to Tanya and joined her captors in a bank robbery. The mother of Dr. Martin Luther King was herself slain. Seasons in the Sun was the most successful of these philosophical hits, reaching number one in both the U.S. and the U.K. The lyrics are at times vapid. The stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. But it also contains a few hints of trouble beneath the surface, as in the protagonist's rueful acknowledgement to his father, "I was the black sheep of the family." We never learn why the young man is dying, which adds to the song's mystery and poignance. And that's really moving, I think. 632-6901 is our telephone number here. Got a lot of things left to talk about, I'm sure. Anybody out there knows who that was, please let us know. And if nobody knows, we'll tell you at the end of the hour. That's fair, isn't it? Good evening. Well, I guess they don't know. Good evening.
Tommy Jax. I know it's Jax. But...
You're very close, but I can't give it to you unless you get it all the way correct. You're very close, though.
Billy Jax?
No. You were closer before.
Timmy Jax.
You're still getting close. So I think you know sort of where you're going, but you don't have it yet.
I don't know.
But obviously, did you grow up in the 70s?
Yeah.
Well, then you certainly are at an advantage here.
Is it Sid Vicious?
No, that's the later part of the 70s was Sid Vicious's time. This is the unspoiled. This was March 1974.
I know, it's Jack something.
Yeah, you got sort of half of it.
I know,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, but obviously you've studied up on your 70s culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's great. Any other hits of the 70s you remember?
In the God of the Vida.
Yeah, you know, I wish I had that. I don't have that here. It doesn't fit on any record I know.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly doesn't fit on any radio show I know.
All right. Let somebody else have a chance.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All right.
There's people out there waiting for opportunities like this, you know. Well, he gave us all a lot of hints there, but didn't give us the right name. Good evening. Hello?
Hello?
You're one of these people that puts the phone on the other side of the room and then runs back when you hear your name being called.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I want to talk about?
What's that?
The whole Michael Jackson thing.
Oh, well, there you go. That's one of the topics I raised before. That wasn't on the list, but I think it's a good topic. Well, you see, we had a list of 10 suggested topics, but Michael Jackson wasn't on there for some reason. I don't know why not.
It should have been.
Yeah, I think it's a good topic. I really do.
Well, what do you think about that? I think, quite frankly, that he's pedophile, first class.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Just because of what they're saying, and well, I mean, give me some evidence.
35-year-old man, no woman.
Uh huh.
Tons of kids in bed with him.
Well, I mean, you can say that. I mean, I know from the way you're saying it, it sounds
it's
really
the truth.
It sounds really condemning, but the thing is, you know, we are in a society now where you know you have to behave in a certain way, or you're suspected of all kinds of things, and. I don't know. You know, I hesitate to accuse somebody of something unless there's firm evidence that there's something
right.
like that going on.
What do you think about this whole description of the genitalia?
Well, I think it just goes to show how much of a circus this has become, where you actually have to talk about something like that and use that as a piece of evidence. You know, it's a fair guess what they look like, and if the kid happens to get it right, you know, then all of a sudden he's looking at some hard time there.
He's got a 50-50 chance, so.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, I just don't,
I'd like for that not to be true. I just can't imagine, you know, him being an evil type of person that would you know, hurt other people or take advantage of other people.
What about that whole argument that if he was innocent, he should be here protecting himself, you know?
Well, it goes with the whole argument that if you're innocent, you've got nothing to hide, and you know, you should just be open and upfront about everything. I mean, maybe he's just scared. Maybe he just doesn't feel like it. Maybe he's busy, you know, and these things have a tendency of growing. You know, one person says one thing, and then all of a sudden 14 others pop up thinking they can take advantage of the situation, if it's a situation like that where the person is innocent.
Right.
I mean, it seems to me that everybody sort of expected something like this because he was the most obvious candidate. So,
oh, he was definitely he was ready for a good scandal.
Yeah, and the thing is, the media really latches on to anything he does, and it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible way to have to live. I mean, I feel sorry for Michael Jackson because how can he ever live like a normal person? I'm sure that's something that he'd like to try once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being able to walk around freely without having people mobbing him.
Right.
I mean, he could be on his deathbed, and people would be just straining to get a picture of it. And it's obscene.
It's true, but it also sells him records too.
Yeah, but you really think selling records matters that much to him now? I mean, he doesn't need to sell any more records. You know, what could he possibly get that he doesn't already have? He has an amusement park in his backyard, for God's sake. You know, I'm just you know, arguing these points because I think they haven't been argued enough on, you know, in the media. Maybe he just likes kids. Maybe he's never let go of his childhood. Why does it have to be something evil in that?
Well, we all hope he basically just likes kids and wants to, you know, do good for them. But it just looks, and I know it, you know, it's a cheesy way to look at it, but it doesn't look good at all for him.
Yeah, but I mean, it's very easy to make it not look good for him, is what I'm saying. He's an easy target.
Right, absolutely.
Right, and that's why I would hope that there's some real evidence here and not just hearsay.
It's all basically just rumor, of course,
right.
I'm sure.
Right.
Unless you're actually there. But still, I mean, I don't see him having the need to be in the bed with the kids. I don't think that's right.
Well, you know, I mean, there's different ways of showing affection, and, you know, it used to be that we were able to hug people and to, you know, actually physically touch people without them thinking that we were up to something, you know, bad.
Right, right.
And, of course, society has changed a lot in the last few years, and we're very suspicious now. Maybe he just never let go of that innocence. Maybe he, you know, he just felt that he could be close in ways like that and, you know, not have evil connotations attached to it.
Right, but little kids, assuming he's still in that mode of being a kid still,
mm-hmm.
you know, they do that biological show-and-tell kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But you never know. That could be part of, for him, it could be innocence, but actually for a 35-year-old man,
yeah.
that definitely goes beyond the barriers of what's legal and what's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, the question is what lines were crossed, if any.
Right, right.
And it's kind of hard to figure out exactly what happened. But I imagine with the number of people he hung out with, there would be lots of things raised by now. You know, not just, it wouldn't have taken this long. And that's just my personal feeling on it.
Mm-hmm. So you take the side of the extortion?
Well, you see, the thing is, that's the other part of all this. I think it was pretty much proven that the person's father that was making the accusation stood to gain from this in a financial way because he was writing a screenplay about it.
Oh.
Yeah, so I mean, that definitely makes it kind of, you know, a tainted story there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I have to look for some other people that are making these accusations because there would have to be more than just one.
Right, there's got to be more facts on this.
Yeah.
There really needs to be.
Yeah.
Well, I think... they might have stuff on him from digging around his houses and whatever. I'm not sure what they would have, but they've been really going, they've been combing through there, like almost like they know something's in there that they're looking for in particular.
Yeah, but, you know, authorities tend to do that when they have absolutely nothing. I mean, look what happened to Woody Allen, you know. Nothing was ever proven with him.
Right.
Yet, you know, he was dragged into the media. He lost custody because he wasn't the best of fathers, obviously. You know, but at the same time, all these accusations were made that, you know, according to the courts, were unfounded. But we don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
We just remember the accusations.
It's a circus, but everybody loves a circus.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, Amy Fisher and Buddy Fuoco again.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, but it's less what they did than how we react to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we react to things like that, and it's a farce. I mean, that is the true story, the way that, that the media and the general public react to things like that.
Right, that's true.
I mean, I can't believe it, to be honest. I really can't believe it. If you had told me a couple of years ago that there'd be this kind of reaction to somebody allegedly having an affair and you know, people getting jealous and shooting other people, there'd be three TV movies and you know, countless talk shows and all kinds of publicity around the planet. I mean, why? This kind of thing happens all the time.
A little too far, do you?
A little bit too far, yeah. I think we went about as far as we could possibly go.
I agree fully, absolutely. You go as now we drag Michael Jackson into this. Who do you think's the next candidate for a good scandal?
I guess I'm the next candidate. Yeah, I probably am because I've had one coming for a while, and I got notice from the scandal department that that my name has come up, and I have to report.
It's kind of like doing jury duty.
Yeah, it is almost exactly like doing jury. In fact, they can coincide the two occasionally. If,
oh, good.
You're able to double up.
So go ahead. Here's your chance. Release a little rumor that'll start a cool scandal happening. You're on air right now.
But it's not up to me to release the rumors. You see, then it can be seen as self-serving. Other people have to release the rumors, and then I have to deny them.
Okay, how about this?
Okay.
You're wearing pantyhose right now and nothing else.
That is absolutely untrue.
I swear, I've seen it, and I've heard about it.
That is a bold-faced, italicized lie.
Oh, I heard it. I heard it from someone.
Uh-huh.
Someone down the hall had said it.
Well, there is no truth to this whatsoever, and the accusing parties simply show their own insecurities and inaccuracies by making accusations like that,
mm-hmm.
And I will not glorify this accusation with a response.
Actually...
How's that? Is that a good denial?
Sounds good, but now I've heard that there's garters involved. Is this true?
I will refrain from further comment on this matter until consulting with the appropriate parties, etc.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see what the statesman has to say.
Yeah. No, this is good. I like this. This is getting me in practice for, you know, any other scandals.
This is good.
Because there could be other scandals related to this scandal that, you know, I don't know about yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you think Mickey Mouse has done in the last few weeks?
Didn't he die? Is he still alive? Oh, wait, cartoon characters can't die, can they?
I don't think they can.
No, I guess he is still alive, then, by default.
That's a good rumor, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I think he is dead.
I heard Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse were one and the same. It's true. And the reason you saw them together at times was because of, like, trick photography. You know how they, like, you know, tonight on Star Trek, you had Data and his father.
I see.
But they were the same actor, you see, so it was trick photography.
No, I wondered if they were the same actor.
Yeah.
You're right, though.
Yeah, they were the same actor. Now, the same thing with Mickey and Minnie. They can do that. They can make somebody appear and somebody next to them, and they're actually the same person.
Actually, Mickey had the operation that Michael had,
uh-huh.
And now he's Minnie.
Well, there you go. There's all kinds of possibilities now.
It's a rumor fiesta.
Yeah, rumors are abounding tonight. Well, there's about five other rumor people on the line, so we're going to get to
that.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right. 632-6901, area code 516. Good morning. You're on. Oh, no, this isn't Charles Manson again, is it? Well, that's nice, but when you have some words attached to it, let us know. Good morning, you're on.
Hey, Eric, what's up?
How you doing?
Nothing, just listening to your show. That tape you played of that guy, he's a jerk.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a tape, actually. It was a, well, I guess it was a tape, but it wasn't our tape. It was his machine.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, but how many people agree with this idiot? That's the question.
I know, you know a kid that lives in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And he's like that. He thinks that, you know, because he's white. And has blonde hair and blue eyes, you know, he's like superior to everybody else.
That's, well, I mean, somebody has to put these ideas in people's heads, you know.
He's into that Satan stuff.
Uh-huh.
He, like, you know, listens to music and...
wait, where does Satan stuff necessarily mean listening to music?
Well, because, you know, like the heavy metal groups, you know, your Backmask records and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I've tested this out of myself. Backwards masking has no effect on you. I'm sorry. Just you can say all you want backwards. When you play it forwards, it has no effect on you.
Just use it as an excuse to do what they're going to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a load of garbage because, you know, we're all created. Nobody's, you know, superior to, I mean, you know, by it that, you know, black people and, you know, women are, you know, minorities. But I'm just saying, you know, it's not, the, you know, just because one person is white, when black, you know, the black person is, you know, garbage.
If there is a God, this whole black-white thing is the biggest joke that he or she could have come up with, because what better way to make all kinds of problems on Earth than to pick the most obvious difference, namely the difference between black and white, and make that something to argue about?
Yeah,
you know,
true.
It's so obviously bogus.
Yeah. That's
I mean, it's simply because we can't find anything better to pick on people because. And it goes both ways, you know?
Yeah, it goes both ways because, people just tend to stereotype, you know, a lot of, if you hear the news and you hear somebody got shot and they found the person, you know, right away a lot of people, you know, are going to think it's a black guy.
Uh-huh.
What I mean? They're not going to think,
Well, you know, that brings to mind something that the last caller alluded to. Now, what if Amy Fisher and Joey Buttafuoco were black? Do you honestly think that we would have gotten this kind of attention? Do you think if this had happened in the inner city somewhere and everybody concerned was black, nobody would have cared. You wouldn't have seen one TV movie, let alone three. You wouldn't have had things on PM Magazine, Entertainment Tonight, and all that other.
Right, yeah. It would have been on the back burner.
Yeah, so we live in this fantasy world where we think that, you know, white people are more interesting, more sophisticated. And the thing is, you know, nobody's more sophisticated. Rich people aren't more sophisticated. Poor people aren't more sophisticated. You know, we're all biological beings crawling around this planet for a few years and doing the kinds of things that we do.
Just a show they put on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they can, like, you know, feel superior and, you know, everybody else is I guess, like a roach or an ant that they can step on.
That's an interesting
Eric,
way to see it. Yeah.
Last week I called.
Yeah, okay.
And you put me on hold.
Oh, you wanted to be on a teleconference, didn't you? Well, nobody else called.
But when the next caller you get, ask them if they want to put, you know, they want
to... No, the deal was they had to ask, remember? That's what we said. We said, if they ask, I'll put you on.
Okay, can I say, if anybody's out there and they'll have their radio on, when you talk to Eric, ask him nicely if he can put you on teleconference.
All right, well, I'll try putting you on that other line.
All right.
But if people want that, they can say that. And again, there's no guarantee it's going to work either.
All right,
I haven't done this in a while.
Trying. Thanks a lot.
Okay. I'm going to put him... Put him on the special line there. And, oh, dear, it's 1:34. You know what that means? That means it's time. Yes. Thank you. I don't really know what it is you think it's time for, but it's time to play Confuse the Operator. And I can tell by the disappointed looks on the faces of the crowd that was not what they thought it was time for. Confuse the Operator is a production of Brain Damage, where we reach out and try and confuse an operator. Usually it doesn't take very long because operators are generally confused when they pick up the phone in the first place. So all we have to do pretty much is say a few words to them and then we can all continue with the program. Tonight we're going to do something that we've done before, but it's so much fun. It's almost like a traditional kind of a thing. You know, and I figure since it was Thanksgiving this week, we'll do something traditional. And the way that you confuse an operator the quickest is to ask something from the perspective of someone who doesn't live here. Now, what exactly do we mean by that? Okay. Every country in the world has what is known as a country code. That's where you call up a country overseas. You simply put a country code in there. That way you're able to make your phone call. For instance, if you call England, you have to use country code 44. If you call France, you use country code 33, etc. Holland 31, and there's all kinds of other ones. Now, the question that we are going to ask our poor unsuspecting operator is, what is the country code for the United States? Now, there's no reason why we would ever know this, because we don't ever make international calls to the United States. But other people do, and we need to be able to tell them something. Now, since most of us live in this country and we're completely oblivious to what's going on in the rest of the world, well, we just never think of things like this. The United States is everything, and there's no reason to be concerned. with how other people might view us. So, let us see if we're able to find an operator that can help us out here and get us the information that we need. It's not going to happen, at least not right away. First thing, we'll get a local operator, and they'll transfer us to a long-distance operator, and they'll be able to help us out here. Although, judging by the silence on the line... Ah, here we go.
New York telephone.
I think we confused the computer there. I'd say this is international information.
Chris may help you.
Yes, hello. I need international information, please.
Shirley.
Call me Shirley.
One moment for a long-distance operator who can assist you.
All right, let's see where we wind up here. We should get AT&T, or we might get something.
AT&T. Ah. Roslyn, how may I help you?
Hi, I need a country code. I was hoping you'd be able to help me.
Where?
I need the country code for the United States. Now, the country code is 1.
It depends on where you're calling in the United States. For instance, if you're international and you want to call Long Island, you would use the country code 516. If you want to call California, you would use 818 or whichever. What they refer to as country code, we refer to as area code.
I see. So 516 is the country code for Long Island.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's totally wrong, though, because the country code for the United States is 1. That is the country code for the United States, 1. 516 remains the area code, or, as is the case with other countries, the city code. So, for instance, if you were calling from overseas, lots of times you would dial something like 00 to get an overseas connection instead of 011. You would follow that with 1 and then the phone number, 1516, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see if we can find somebody else that might be able to get the right answer. 516 is a country code. I've heard it all now. We didn't actually confuse her. We just got her to say something that was completely wrong. Sure is taking a long time to get a connection tonight, isn't it? Must be the weather, that's it.
New York telephone.
Here we go. That's a ring that means business. Two rings. It must be very busy tonight. Actually, all
Roger,
radio
may
stations. Yes, I need international information, please.
National information?
International.
International, you mean?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Overseas.
One moment for a long-distance operator who can assist you.
I'm told all radio stations play Confuse the Operator around this time of night, so... That's why they're so busy.
AT&T, Miss C. How may I help you?
Yes, Miss C. Yes, hi. I need to know a country code. I was hoping you'd be able to help me with that.
Yeah, where? What country?
Well, it's kind of confusing because it's this country. I need to know what the country code for the United States is.
For the United States?
Yes.
Sure, hold on one second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sounds like she's actually going to try, at least. That's always heartening to hear an operator that is willing to try. Will she succeed? That's the question. The sound of an AT&T operator trying.
The U.S. is 1.
The U.S. is 1.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's very helpful.
You're welcome now.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
And the operator got it right, and this edition of Confuse the Operator has now concluded. Just goes to show, if you don't get the right answer the first time, try again. And let's advise our own Jim Wiener could certainly take that part.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you certainly could. Try a few more times, actually. You know, who's gotten the name of the Seasons in the Sun performer? No one has gotten it yet. Do I need to play it again? I could. I could play it as many times as I want. But I'm not going to. And our telephone number is, as always, 632-6901, area code 516.
Possibly.
Definitely. It's always been the same number, actually. And we are taking phone calls here on Brain Damage the last 15 or so minutes. See if anybody has an answer to the question, and if anybody has any other questions or topics that they wish to bring up at this particular point in time. Good evening, you're on.
Yes, I'd just like to say something about Michael Jackson.
Okay, go ahead.
I think this whole discussion is totally ridiculous. I'm in love with the guy. I have to say his butt... Now, tell me if you agree.
Yeah.
Resembles a nectarine.
Say it again?
Resembles a nectarine.
His butt resembles a nectarine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's a toss-up between him and George Michael, don't you think?
Yeah, Boy George.
Yeah, I haven't seen Boy George's butt in a few years, actually, but... Yeah, it definitely resembles a fruit of some sort.
Mm.
You know, I'm not sure what kind.
Yeah, a peach maybe.
Could be. Again, you might have to get a court order to find that out, though.
All right.
Thanks for calling and sharing that with us. Ooh, I never thought I'd be talking about Michael Jackson's butt on the air, but then again, anything's possible around here. Good evening, you're on.
Hello, this is Michael Jackson.
It could be a Michael Jackson, but I don't think you're the Michael Jackson.
It's Terry Jacks who sang
that song. He's right. You're right. It is Terry Jacks that sings Seasons in the Sun. That's very good. How did you know that?
Well, when I was stationed in the Air Force in Germany, this hick from West Virginia used to play that song over and over.
Over and over, huh?
Next to me, and I would say, turn that crappy song off.
So it stuck in your head, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Must have brought back a lot of pleasant memories.
Yeah, yes, it did. Bad memory.
Yeah.
Put that Manson song back on.
Well, now, there was another song that came out called Billy Don't Be a Hero that came about the same time. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Did he play that song, too?
Yeah.
I don't have a copy of that one, unfortunately, but that's something to think about, you know. I could have played that tonight.
That's like a Dennis Hopper song.
Yeah, I can imagine him grooving to that. All right, well, thanks for clearing that up for us.
Did I win anything?
You won our congratulations.
Oh, gee. Thanks.
Yeah, but that's worth a lot these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Because we haven't congratulated anybody in a while.
That and a Michael Jackson ticket, and I can win, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, a Michael Jackson ticket won't get you anywhere these days either, because the shows keep getting canceled. But, well, you know, everything
you got
has
some good
some
value. Pot here, this small.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. All right. Have a nice night then.
Sounds like
you're already on the way. And we'll take a few more calls at 632-6901. Brain Damage, area code 516. Yeah. What else do we have to share here? I'm through my list. Let's go back to the phones. Good evening.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
All right. Well, I gotta have an issue which I need some help on.
An issue?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, well, you see, I got this friend here, right?
You got this friend here with you now?
No, he's at his house. Well, he's not at his house, that's the problem.
This is Adam.
Oh, yeah, how'd you know?
I just somehow guessed.
Yeah, you're smarter than you sound.
I'm physic. I'm psychic, that's what I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, my question is, my debate is I kind of feel obligated because his mom's been calling my house because I'm good friends with him.
Uh-huh.
Talking to my parents, and she's wondering where he is because she's a very strange mom, so she thinks maybe he was abducted by, like, psycho killers or something.
This is great. A live melodrama unfolding on the air here at USB.
Right. Well, she thinks he was, like, abducted, and he's going to get, like, raped.
Uh-huh.
Things like that by, like, other guys and stuff.
The Nazis at the Christian Avenue School.
Yeah, problems like that. That's what she thinks. They might find him, like, skinned or whatever. But, see, now the thing is, I know where he is.
You do?
Yes.
Well, can you give us a hint? What kind of a place is he in? A safe place?
Huh?
Is he in a safe place?
Well, it's a highly crowded place, even
okay,
at this
so
hour of the night, meaning that it's open 24 hours a day.
He's in a supermarket.
Huh?
A supermarket? No, wait, what's open 24 hours? 7-Eleven.
Okay, in German, they'd call it Sieben Elf.
Oh, I don't know German.
What's 7-Eleven? 7-Eleven.
Oh, that's what they call 7-Eleven in Germany.
Yeah, Sieben Elf.
Well, okay, but why do I need to know that?
You don't. I'm just speaking German.
Oh, you're just showing off, huh? Okay, fine. Is he in a 7-Eleven?
Yeah, well, he's at 7-Eleven with all his friends. But, see, now the thing is...
He's not inside, he's outside 7-Eleven.
Yeah, he's hanging out outside.
Right, okay, that's what people do.
Okay, so now...
Because they kick you out if you hang out inside too much.
So, now, I'm wondering...
Yeah.
Now, he's there with all his friends, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And only his mom is wondering, because none of the other people are caught yet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now... His mom is, like, right now frantically crying, like, oh, where's my son? He's being raped. I know it right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Right.
She's like, oh.
I just hope she doesn't turn on this radio station. That's all I hope.
Yeah, she wouldn't. She wouldn't listen to
okay.
filth.
that's reassuring. Thank you.
it's a filth to adults.
I understand.
Okay.
I've been informed that many times.
Okay. So, therefore, I feel somewhat obligated to put her out of her worries.
Put her out of her misery, and I'm glad you didn't.
See, I knew it wouldn't be telling on him because he's caught anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know, no matter what, he's going to get grounded.
Right, he can't just come back and pretend he didn't leave.
Right, so I you said it perfectly.
Right.
So I'd just be telling where he is, but she's the kind of mother where if she drove 7-Eleven and then pulled up into the parking lot and saw who she was with, she would call all of those people's parents. That's what's stopping me.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want to get... Because the rest of the people who aren't caught shouldn't get caught.
Why don't you simply call up the local 7-Eleven and talk to him?
Well, he's not inside the 7-Eleven.
No, he's at... Call the payphone outside the 7-Eleven.
I don't know the phone number.
Is this the Stony Brook 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
751-9711.
How do you know that?
I know these things. I make it my business to know every payphone in town.
751-9711.
Get it? 9711. And if that one's busy, try 9717.
All right, thanks.
All right. Glad to be of help. Okay, you want me to transfer you?
No. Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold on. Well, it's busy. Hold on, that one's busy. I'll transfer you to the other one. Whoops. You still there?
Yeah.
Hold on. We have a problem here. Okay, get rid of that. Okay.
Ring.
I'm going to transfer you now. There we go. He's transferred. Oh, boy. If only I could solve all problems that easily. Good morning.
I got a problem for you.
Oh, boy. Here's a new one. Okay, go ahead. What?
Ever wonder... This is a great way to conclude the show with me. Did you ever wonder whatever happened to Jem?
Jeb?
Jem.
Jem.
J-E-M.
Who is Jem?
Come on, Eric, you gotta know.
No, I don't know. Who's Jem?
Come on,
that's
you remember her?
That's a good clue there, but I still don't know who that is.
Well, she was a doll.
A doll?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my doll era, I guess, has faded from memory. I just can't remember any of those dolls of the past.
Oh, but I'm speaking to a guy who stands there in pantyhose.
Look, that's a vicious rumor, and I'm going to deny it again. And I will not honor it with a response.
All right, but...
I have to come up with something more original than that.
What'd you say?
I have to come up with a denial more original than that.
Listen, man, you're like damaging my brain.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, let's see. It's 2:09, which means we only have a few minutes left, so let's see what other crises we can take care of here. Good morning.
Yeah, I got a problem.
All right. There's a lot of problems going on tonight, aren't there?
I need my sauce.
You need your sauce?
Yeah, I need my sauce.
Is this A1 or something?
Hey, I'm jonesing so hard. Need my sauce.
All right.
Whatever happened to Jeb? Uncle Jeb. Thank God.
That's who I thought she meant.
Thank God for Uncle Jeb still.
All right, well, sounds like your problem is solved. I'm glad you shared it with us while you were solving it. Good morning.
Hi, Eric.
Yeah.
I'm a friend of that Adam kid.
That Adam kid. Well, you have to say Adam. You don't have to say that Adam kid.
Like Adam.
Yeah. So he's a person. He's a human being.
See, I, like, went out with him, me and my brother.
Yeah.
But then I came back inside.
Uh-huh.
And I just turned on the show and I heard... Mark, the other caller who wanted to call 7-Eleven.
Okay.
And so I'm like, oh my God. And because him and my brother had just left. Adam and my brother had just left.
Uh-huh.
7-Eleven. But now my brother's back. And wait, where Adam
And there's going to be trouble.
And Adam's outside right now. But I want Mark to call me on my downstairs line in like 2 minutes.
What are we, a switchboard here? You want him to call you, so
yeah,
you're using this radio station that reaches millions of people to convey a little message so that Mark will call you at your house. Is that do I have it clear?
Yeah, I want him to call me downstairs.
Uh-huh. Downstairs. Not upstairs. Downstairs.
Yes.
All right. I'll make sure he gets the distinction.
But I have two lines.
Two lines, right. Well, we don't want him to get the wrong one.
All right, and, so, Adam, like, I'm not sure, was he saying that Adam was caught, like, his mom found out right now, or...
Well, no, unless she turned on the radio and somebody called her and told her that the whole, you know, FM bandwave is taken up with conversations about her son's activities.
I mean, like, if... forget it.
Yeah.
I'll just talk to Mark.
Okay, you talk to Mark, clear this up, and make sure you get back to us and let us know how things turn out. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Got a lot of strange people that call.
There are a lot of strange people, and they're all calling me.
I don't know who cares about Adam.
Well, apparently, I already heard of, you know, there's volunteers assembling out in the newsroom, people to go out looking for him.
You don't really wear pantyhose, do you?
Look, I'm not going to keep talking about this. If you have something to charge me with, I suggest you present your evidence. There, how's that?
What kind of show is this, anyway?
I don't know, but it's rapidly deteriorating. Good morning.
Eric.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Never mind.
2 points.
Yeah.
On the Klan, I think that, you know, racist hatred, whether it's all groups, or small groups, you know, never mind just them against who they're against, but all any hatred for people, I think is tied to an economic component. That mm-hmm. is, you know, groups are made to believe that they don't have, because other groups have, you know, other groups have.
I think we need to find a group to blame it on.
Right. Well, the wrong thing, and the blame on Eric.
What?
To blame what on it?
To blame the hatred on. I think it's the responsibility of a particular group. I'm just not sure which one yet.
No, yeah, but I'm saying, but you see how also economics has been turned into, you know, they play this game. All right, second thing, women, a whole issue of women and men and money. I feel like I was down to a science.
Okay, what's the science?
All right, science is women have to wake up and want men for their beauty, for their personality, be, you know, mature personality, a sensitive person, and not for a person with money.
Okay.
You know, with mature versus spiritualism.
Well, hopefully you can lead that struggle.
All right, man, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Good morning.
Yes, it's Jem, J-E-M.
Yeah, I got it right. It's not Jeb, it's Jem, but I still don't know who it is.
Why do you need his sauce?
What?
Who was the guy that needed his sauce?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, tell him that the sweet and sour sauce at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
He looks sensation on the tip of your tongue.
Pulse phone. Boy, what will they think of next? Good morning.
Speaking of economic opponents, would you like to buy some pantyhose?
I'll have my lawyer get in touch with you. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering, I saw that movie Alive.
Wait, which movie is this, Alive?
It's with the plane crash in 1972, like a bunch of rugby players.
Okay.
Going across to the Andes Mountains.
Oh, is this like cannibalism type of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering, because I was talking about it with my boyfriend, and he said that if it came to a certain situation where in order for survival, if you would actually eat another person, if it came to that.
Uh-huh.
And he said he wouldn't do that. He would rather die. And I'm just saying there was starvation and stuff like that. I mean, would you really rather die or eat somebody? What would you rather
do? I imagine your feelings at a time like that would be radically different than your feelings now talking about it, so there's really no way for you to actually know what you would do in a situation like that. But, I mean, any possibility is certainly a possibility. People do things like this.
Yeah.
I would definitely have difficulty with it, especially, you know, the part of, you know, carving up and things like that, because, you know, you can't just... you know, put it in a microwave or something and expect it to come out nice.
Microwave.
It's, you know, I mean, I would have enough trouble killing an animal.
Yeah.
Or, you know, dismembering a dead animal for that matter. And that's why, you know, a lot of people that eat meat never do that, because they realize if they did, they would become vegetarians.
Yeah, because I see that as we eat cows. I mean, I don't eat cows and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But if we eat cows and pigs and lambs, I mean, what's the big difference?
You mean the difference between lambs and cows and humans?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the fact that there's a human attached to it would enter into it, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm just thinking it for survival reasons.
Yeah. Well, you know, if someone has already passed this realm, I guess, you know, it doesn't really matter unless you respect the rights of the dead and all that kind of thing. But it's one of those issues that I really don't have an answer for, but it's something we could talk about for a couple hours, I'm sure, and we just don't have any more time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks.
I wish we could talk for a couple more hours about cannibalism. That would certainly be interesting. But we're out of time, and we'll be back again next week. Hopefully we'll have a conclusion to the Adam saga out there somewhere. Who knows how it's going to turn out. Till then, take care of yourselves, have fun, stay awake. Good night.
When you're listening late at night, you may think the bands are not quite right, but they are. They just play it like that. It doesn't really matter what chords I play, what words I say, or time of day it is, as it's only a known song.
That might be so.
This is Teresa Sapolsky inviting you to tune in to the Polka Country USA show every Sunday from 5:30 to 7, where you hear polka music north, south, east, west, the oldest, the newest, and the best. And remember, all the best can be found here at your favorite radio station, WUSB 90.1 on your FM dial from Stony Brook.
This is William Merle, and you are listening to Dead City Radio on WUSB, Stony Brook, New York.
What are you here for?
You know,